Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. This refrain from the responsorial psalm, from Psalm 104. This is what we're celebrating. This is what we're praying for. This is the vigil in which we are waiting, that the Lord will send out the Spirit and renew the face of the earth. This is this great vigil of Pentecost. And that's why I chose that first reading. There were four options. Well, we could have had all four. We could have, in mercy, the mercy of the church on display. But that beautiful passage from Ezekiel, where he has that vision of the valley of dry bones, and he's given the command to speak over the dry bones. And as he's speaking, the bones come to life. And then he calls for the Spirit to come into those bones, and those bones are refreshed, brought to life. This is what we're waiting for. And this is what Jesus came to do, and this is what the church does every day. If we have a memory of the Old Testament, of the Garden of Eden, of the creation story, the very beginning of creation, when that Ruha of God, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the great chaos, the great void, and brought creation into being. And then when God made man in the dust, he breathed the breath of God into the nostrils of the man and gave him life. This is what we're talking about when that last refrain from the response says, in the last verse, if you take away their breath, they perish and they return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth. We, before the Spirit, are dead in our sin. We are living in that valley of dry bones. And it's so necessary for us to know that. Not to have a complex, not to think, woe is me, or anything else. But we cannot understand the gift of new life until we understand that we were dead in our sins. Because of original sin, because of what happened in the garden, we were cut off. Our bones were dry. Our bones were dead. And out of love, what St. Paul says in Romans, that while we were still yet sinners, Christ poured out his Spirit upon us and brought us back to life. So it's a good exercise for us tonight. Where are my dry bones? What am I holding on to? What habitual sins are still part of my life? What wounds, what memories, what things from my past am I holding on to that's not allowing the Holy Spirit into my heart, into my life, into my mind? Allow the Spirit to breathe that breath of fresh air. It's like divine CPR to resuscitate us, to re-inspire us with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the life, the gift of God. This is what we've been waiting for. This is why we celebrated Easter. It's for this night, so that we can receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I must go, because if I don't go, you won't receive the Advocate. You won't receive the Paraclete. And when I send you the Paraclete, he's going to remind you of everything that I taught you and more. And because of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to do the things that I did and more. This is the promise that we have of the Holy Spirit. And what did the last verse of that first reading? I will put my spirit in you that you may live. I will settle you upon your land, and thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. That's Ezekiel 37:14. Don't get a tattoo, but if you get a tattoo, tattoo that verse. Write it on all your papers. I have promised and I will do it. Remind God of his promises. Not that he needs to be reminded, but we do. That he promises us to breathe his spirit into our dry bones. The gospel for tomorrow is when he says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. So after our baptism, after our confirmation, where is this a reality for us? In the confessional. We bring our dry bones to that tribunal of mercy and allow the priest who sits in the person of Christ to breathe new life into our soul. I have promised and I will do it. There is nothing except for our own stubbornness that will prevent the Holy Spirit from setting our hearts, our minds, our lives on fire. This is the beautiful gift, the beautiful invitation that we will be renewed in the Spirit. The popes, since the Council of Vatican II, have been crying for a renewal, a new Pentecost upon the church. They're asking us to give the Holy Spirit permission to come into our lives. This is your invitation tonight, to say yes to this gift, to receive the gift, to open the gift. I mean, what's the point of getting a gift if we don't open it? For most of us, this gift of the Spirit lies dormant on our shelf. We are so engrossed in our own lives, doing our own thing, making our own way, that we forget the promise of the Holy Spirit. This night of vigil, this night of waiting, can change your life. The Holy Spirit's waiting for you, and all you have to do is say yes. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.